Governor Holcomb is our guest here in Muncie. The elephant in the room at the moment is the Muncie Community School situation. Last week, the Ball State proposal, the amendment to have Ball State govern the Muncie Community Schools came up. Are you in favor of this BSU option, and why or why not, Governor?
I am. We know that something has to change. The status quo won't do, and Ball State, one of our world-class universities in the country, not just in the state of Indiana, has experience in this, on this front, and they excel at it. And this is about a community coming together, in my mind, a community coming together and saying, look, we're all at the same table. We all are reliant on one another. What the K-12 school corporation sends to Ball State, potentially, and what Ball State is accepting from the K-12 school system there locally. And so this is in my mind, helping thy neighbor. And what a partner to have with Ball State University to be stepping up saying, we can and we will help. They don't need to do this, but this is the neighborly thing to do, in my mind.
Governor, does Ball State, to your knowledge, reap any benefits, economic or otherwise, from this potential arrangement if it gets approved?
No, this is more about them taking on the responsibility to right the ship and making sure that we have the strongest community there in Muncie and in Delaware County and that whole region, as a matter of fact. As I just mentioned, it's all interconnected. We've got thousands of unfilled jobs throughout the state, approaching 90,000. You've got about 1,400 there in Delaware County, and much more in that kind of nine county region that are ready to go. And Ball State plays such a key role in making sure that we're getting the Hoosiers skilled up there locally. And so I think that they've recognized, A, they have the experience. It's almost a match made in heaven. They have the experience, and B, they care, and they have been community just pillars in the community, going all the way back to the founding of Ball State and their purpose and their mission. And so this is in line with that, and I'm eager to get going.
The school board part of this, too, has some people, as you would imagine, a little upset that they elected a school board. Now, for all intents and purposes, those would be terminated, and the board would be, again, if this is approved by state legislature, would be appointed by Ball State, by the mayor, and by city council. What would you say to voters that have some ill feelings about that whole, hey, I elected a guy or a gal, and they aren't going to serve their term now or whatever?
Well, first and foremost, we've got to make sure that we're doing right by the students and the kiddos that are going through the schools. And right now, that's broken, and so we've got to fix that. And this is, as you just mentioned, this is putting local leaders at the table with one purpose, and that is to right the ship. And we've got to do something different if we want a different result. And fortunately, Ball State has stepped up and said, "Hey, we'll take the lead. We need help from other area leaders, but we're in it to fix this." And I applaud them for that step.